This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. As more U.S. troops head to the southern border with Mexico, President Trump is telling them not to back down from migrants who might cause violence. That story now from AP Sagar Magani.
For days, the president said one of the migrant caravans slowly moving toward the border is full of strong young men who assaulted Mexican soldiers by throwing rocks. He says that won't stand here.
Our military fights back.
And if troops see anybody throwing a rock,
consider it a rifle.
The exact rules of engagement for troops at the border have not been disclosed. But while all American forces do have the right of self-defense, retired three-star General Mark Hertling, who commanded combat forces in Iraq, tweeted no military officer would allow a soldier to shoot an individual throwing a rock, saying it would be an unlawful order. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Around the world, Google employees walked off the job protesting the company's handling of sexual discrimination cases and showing their frustration with the workplace culture. Google employee Dima Rodriguez.
It is not that place for women. It is not that place for people who are differently abled. It is not that place for people of color. And to be honest with you, when it is not that place for those groups, that means that the company is failing everyone.
The Google protest was spurred by a New York Times story outlining allegations against high-profile leaders at Google who were paid millions of dollars in severance after being let go because of discrimination allegations. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it may be many weeks before Washington has enough evidence to impose sanctions on those behind the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi was killed when he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. This is VOA News. Saying Chinese economic espionage poses a grave threat to U.S. national interest, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a new Justice Department initiative to combat China's what he called rampant theft of American intellectual property.
Chinese economic espionage against the United States has been increasing, and it has been increasing rapidly. We are here today to say enough is enough.
Sessions said the new China initiative will identify priority Chinese trade theft cases, ensure that enough resources are dedicated to them, and make sure an appropriate conclusion comes quickly and effectively. Sessions' announcement comes amid an escalating trade war between Washington and Beijing. China has dismissed the charges of economic espionage. White House threatening to hit Nicaragua as sanctions and announcing new restrictions against Venezuela and Cuba. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the United States will no longer appease dictators and despots near its shore.
The troika of tyranny in this hemisphere, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, has finally met its match.
Bolton said another two dozen Cuban entities are now prohibited from doing business with Americans. The new sanctions against Venezuela target the country's gold market, banning U.S. citizens and companies from doing any gold-related business with Venezuela. U.N. member states overwhelmingly supported lifting Washington's more than a half-century-old economic, commercial, and financial embargo on Cuba, saying it is the main impediment to Cuba's economic and social development. For the past 27 years, the U.N. General Assembly has held an annual vote condemning the embargo. Exercise is largely symbolic as the General Assembly does not have the power to end the embargo. Only the U.S. Congress can do that. United Nations finding that 486 million people in Asia are still hungry and progress has stalled. AP's Mike Gracia reporting.
A new United Nations report says some 486 million people are malnourished in Asia and the Pacific. The report from the Food and Agricultural Organization says the Asia-Pacific region has more than half of all the malnourished children in the world. According to the report, the primary reasons for hunger are poverty and poor access to good food, clean water, and toilets. Ironically, many of those who go hungry work in agriculture. But hunger in the Asia-Pacific region also exists in large cities in relatively affluent countries. I'm Mike Gracia.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.